This is Twit.
I should warn everybody, you won't be able to get the Mini or Rosemary's iPhone 12 Pro Max until next month. Ordering for both the biggest and the smallest iPhone doesn't start until November 6th with a ship date a week later, November 13th. However, you can order on Friday. You can order an iPhone 12 or an iPhone 12 Pro, the middle two sizes. I'm not sure why that is. I guess it's COVID. We kind of knew that this isn't. In fact, there was nothing in this announcement that was surprising. I don't think there was anything we didn't know about, including the MagSafe adapter. But we did hear that this would be the case. The prices, I have to say, Apple now, and they showed a slide at the very end of the event. They have a phone for every price point almost, it seems like. The iPhone SE starting at $399 and then in $100 increments all the way up to the iPhone 12 Pro Max at $1099. It seems like Apple is now in that position that they got into with the iPod where they have a phone for every price point. Rosemary, yeah. Would you consider ordering a medium-sized phone until...
I mean, I have the medium-sized phone right now. I've got the 11 Pro. And, you know, it fits in my hand quite nicely with the help of a pop socket on the back. But, it doesn't have the same great battery life that I have with the XS Max. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I want the battery life. I don't want to be living in a battery case all day. I'll grant you, I'm a developer. I run developer betas. That's, my fault for worse battery life there. But still, even if I wasn't running it, I don't think it would be as good as I was used to on the
Max. I do have to worry with the Mini, which is roughly the size of a 4.7-inch iPhone. It's got a bigger screen because there's no bezels. But how good could the battery life be on that?
Yeah. That was an interesting observation. They did point out that this is definitely the smallest 5G phone ever. You can definitely believe that because one of the reasons why these makers are touting, look how big and lush and wonderful the screen on our new 5G model phone is because you need to have a big case to stuff those big batteries in. They did mention in this, I believe I caught a glimpse of the tic-tac-toe slide that accompanies all product rollouts where you quickly screenshot it because that's where they put a summary of everything they put in here. I believe there was a tile there for a new improved battery management system. One of the advantages of using their own silicon and designing their own chips is that they can absolutely hotwire and tailor these circuits to the best battery performance whatsoever. I would be shocked if the battery life were... I would be surprised if they didn't do something like saying that the iPhone 12 Mini has the same battery life as the iPhone 11, and then they'll say something about improved battery life on the iPhone 12 Pro.
The spec page is up for the Mini, and they're claiming, and Apple never says how many milliamp hours or anything. These two phones are the iPhone 12 Mini and the iPhone 12. On the left, the iPhone 12 Mini, 15 hours video playback, 10 hours streamed video playback, 50 hours of audio playback. For the iPhone 12, 17, 11, 65. And I remember when I looked at the specs for the 12 Pro Max, it was some outlandish number. There's definitely, I think, something like 20 hours of video playback. But even 15, I can't remember what they claim. This is the problem, is I can't compare, Apple to anything else. But I my sense is that's roughly the same as the iPhone 11 playback time. That's pretty good. It seems like all day battery life.
And can I ask a question?
Doc Rock.
It's like we still slightly, maybe I could be off base. So everyone in the chat, you can yell at me if I'm wrong. We still naturally knee jerk to battery life, battery life, battery life. But I haven't had a battery life issue since iPhone 10. And
no, you're right.
Maybe my use case is different, but everyone would talk about this. This is not, it's automatic, but I assume
we're just afraid, right? Because if it had crappy battery life, that'd be a problem.
I personally genuinely have an issue where I'm there mid-afternoon and my iPhone is running out of battery. That is genuinely an issue for me, but I will also grant you that I'm a power user. I'm not, a normal person. My parents certainly don't have this issue. They're running a 10 and a 10S. And they, my dad goes 2 days without charging his phone. So maybe they're abnormal users as well.
iPhone 12 Mini, as I said, 15 hours battery playback, 17 on the iPhone 11. 13 on the iPhone SE. So you're getting a tiny screen, tiny form factor, all the latest processor technology, all the latest camera technology, minus the third lens, and better battery life than the SE. So that sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. I think also one thing that's key to mention about battery, and I think a lot of people forget this, depending on your location, your phone, the number one thing that eats your battery is the one thing that you kind of sort of straight up can't control. If your location requires your phone to constantly be reaching for towers because it can't find towers, or you're stuck in a triangulation spot where you're between the Venn diagram, you're like in between two towers, and it's vacillating between towers left and right or fore and aft, you will eat more battery, and that's sort of out of your control.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of people realize that, and they go to, well, this app did this,
right,
or you know, the new OS is jacking me, and it's like, no, bro, just pure science. You just happen to be in a wicked bad spot, you know.
If you're going from the 11 Pro Max to the 12, Apple's claiming exactly the same battery. I'm seeing 20 hours, 12 hours, 80 hours, exactly the same battery. So you'll get roughly what you're getting. You know, these are meaningless numbers because, as you point out, Doc Rock, it depends on your signal. But you'll get roughly the same battery life on a Pro Max 12 than you would on 11.
Yeah. I do think that Apple tends to pursue the exact same strategy with iPhone batteries as they do with Apple Watch batteries, where I think they believe that above a certain level of endurance, people aren't willing to trade off features or power. That if you could give them an Apple Watch that lasted for 5 days, a screen always on, they would love that. They would jump all over it. But if they said, oh, but to get that 5 day performance, we can't do always on EKG. We can't do always on heart rate monitoring.
Right.
We'll have to give you a dimmer screen. I don't think that most people would. I think that the majority of people are in the habit of just plugging in their phone at night or plugging it in when they wake up and they're doing their morning shower and seeing that an hour later it's fully topped off. So for most people, having to top it off overnight is not a big deal. Rosemary was absolutely said something I absolutely agreed with, that there's so many times in the before times, almost every major phone that I have owned has been able to get me through a full day's of work. However, there's also that 1 or 2 days a week when I'm spending the entire day in Boston, because going from like a meeting to a radio booth to now I'm going to be doing some work on the train. I'm going to be doing some work someplace else. And I will always have to top off my battery sometime around 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And I don't know that that's a solvable problem for Apple or anybody else. So at some point they're going to have to say, let's hold the line of expectations, which is definitely a full day, 2 days if you're not using it that often. And beyond that, I don't think it's going to be worth whatever sacrifices we'd have to make, either by making it huge and heavy or by removing features.
We're going to charge it every night anyway.